Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you do hear a lot about the difficulties pensioners have surviving on the state pension. So Liam Collins decided to get into the specifics and attempt to survive on the weekly payment of €299.30. Liam, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean.
So your week was what, a Friday to a Friday?
Yes, exactly. Friday to Thursday night.
Right.
I woke up Friday morning and there was another €300
to go mad with.
So ready to roll again. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, so on the first day you went out and like thought, right, did you buy food for the week?
I did, but I'm a kind of not normal in the sense that I like offal and I eat tins of mackerel and sardines. So I went to what they call, I went to a very cheap butcher and I went to what they call the granny shelf in the supermarket. For those who don't know, you know, supermarkets, psychology is if it's eye level is buy level.
Mm.
So you don't want to be going there if you're on a limited income. So you got to look around and that's what I did. I bought what I thought would be enough food to get me through more or less the week.
Yeah.
Leaving something left over for other pursuits. I mean, we have to enjoy life after all.
No, absolutely. Right. So like on the first day, how much did you, roughly how much did you spend?
I spent about 34, 35 euro.
Okay. Well, that was good going.
I know. Yeah.
On the first day. And the thing is about the cuts of meat, that depends what butcher you go to.
Absolutely. And, you know, you have to, most good butchers, if you ask them, you know, what's a good piece, instead of buying roast lamb, buy a bit of hogget.
Yeah.
It's about a quarter of the price. And it tastes, in my opinion, it tastes better.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of butchers, you know, they're not there just to sell you the high-end stuff. They'll tell you a skirt of beef or whatever, you know, cheaper cuts.
Mm.
So that, you know, you don't have to go for the fillet steak and
oh, yeah.
And amazingly, you know, some of the fish in supermarkets you can get, although fish has got very expensive.
Yeah.
You can get some nice cuts still.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what was really, Liam did write about this, what I found really striking was that theoretically you could probably live on this money as long as you never saw another human being for the rest of your life.
I think that's quite true. And not even my wife wanted to participate in what I was having. So, yeah, no, you have to be a bit more broad-minded, I think. Maybe I just panicked at the beginning and said, you see, I never, you know, I don't think about money as such. You know, I just, you know, if I have it, I can spend it. So, but this was, I was specifically kind of being cautious at the beginning. You'd want to be a bit more broad-minded
Like over the weekend then, you had people over for dinner?
We had my wife then scuppered my plan slightly by having people over and we bought, I think, 6 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
My son was very distressed to be told on on some of these chat forums, your father's an alcoholic, you know. So we had a very good night, let's face it. But that was exceptional.
Yeah.
But you had a
normal dinner party, 84 quid. That's a third of it's gone.
That's quite good, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is there are always things waiting to ambush you. I mean, if you have to go and see a consultant, and you're on 300 a week, that's 250 gone. So, you know, or the washing machine breaks down and a fellow won't come out to look at it for less than 100 these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the things I think that I wasn't kind of taking into account, but they can happen to you. And I think, so it kind of is sobering when you look at it in that way.
Yeah. And even then over the weekend when you bought the papers or, you know, you might wander out for a coffee, that kind of thing. I was
astonished when I went through the receipts. I spent €32 on coffee.
Yeah.
And that was, I have a bit of a phobia about being early to things. And when you are, it's just from my job originally. So when you're early, you kind of, look around. I've got 15 or 20 minutes. I'll have a coffee. Mm. And then suddenly you've spent €32. Really, a coffee is €3.50 to €4.50 now. And that's not going to any of the fancy kind of ones we won't mention.
Yeah, yeah. So then, like, the when you got then into the front, now, you did go for a pint with a friend?
I did. Yeah. I did. And he very kindly decided not to drink. He when he bought a round, he had a nice Rioja. But when I was buying, he took a cheaper Merlot option.
I was very kind.
I was very generous. Yeah, I thought I was going to make. I was things were going very well. It was probably about 30 cents in the difference. But anyway,
yeah. Now, I don't want to give the impression, but you probably did spend more on alcohol than on food in the course of the week.
I did, and it was a bit of a shocking to look back. Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, if you go to, and like, let's face it, old fellas need to go to the pub once or twice a week.
Yeah.
But you can't really go in with less than €50 in your pocket these days. Mm. Two or three rounds and it's gone. And then someone joins the company and you can't say, well, you're on your own, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think pub is quite an expensive habit these days, you know.
Now, by the time you got to the following Thursday, you'd overspent by...
I'd underspent by about €10 to €14.
Yeah.
But, and then I was, myself, my wife were discussing it and she said, hold on a second, you know, that's cheating. You haven't taken in the cost of your phone, electricity, gas, all those things. And so I went through some of them and I didn't go through them all, but I did some of the easy sums. And certainly, yeah, I wouldn't be able to survive in my present lifestyle. Now, I don't want anybody to go, you know, think I'm looking for sympathy because... Yeah.
Well, you did that as an experiment.
I did.
You have a private pension.
And, you know, I own my own house.
Yeah.
And I don't have a car. So, you know, I've quite a lot of advantages when you think about people who are, you know, trying to buy a property or trying to save for one. And probably, you know, the fact that a lot of us get €300 every Friday without having to get out of bed. So it's not a bad little pot. And I did look up the league table. I mean, the Irish pension's about midway through. Some of the Scandinavians are up around €400, €500, €600. And then some of the lesser fortunate people are down to 50, 75 or 80, you know. So,
crikey. Yeah. But even as it is, that €300, if you took everything into account, the heat and the Wi-Fi, all that stuff.
Oh, you'd be very tight. If anything went wrong on you, you know, and you had to splash out a bit of extra cash, no, there wouldn't be much left in the tank.
Yeah. Liam, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Liam
Great
Collins
show,
there.
He was
writing about that in the Indo.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.